Okay. So, after the RV, I mean, we're like right now, we're just really working hard to get our documents done and, you know, get everything ready, okay? But a lot of people are so focused on the RV that they are not concentrating at all about what they need to do after the RV. And so there's a lot of things you're going to need to do. When you set up your trust and stuff like that, you're going to need to pay a salary to yourself and the businesses you set up. Now, even if you don't want that salary, you can donate it to another part of your company, even if you want it. The reason why you want salary is for retirement and those kind of things. That may change with the new laws that are coming in, but I don't know. You want to go slow. You want to get professional advice. You want to go slow. But the first thing you're going to do is you're going to call for security. You're going to get a security person to a security company and get some security for you. I think that generally, most people aren't going to know that you become exceedingly wealthy overnight. So, I'm paranoid. Okay. I know I'm paranoid. I know I'm way afraid. Like I told a couple people earlier, I got taken, I got kidnapped, and I was tortured. So for me, I'm like ultra security. I'm all about it because I'm always scared. So I'm going to RV, and then I'm going to book a hotel room, and I'm going to stay in a hotel until my first security person comes in. As a single woman who is planning on traveling all over the world, because my project is global and I'm planning to going to 122 states or 122 countries, my security team will need to be an international security team. So I'm going to get my first person hired on and then continue to add into the team. And so because of that, you want to plan with you're going to have I've gotten different kinds of information on this. Some of the gurus say that you can ask for security, or you can ask, not security, you can ask for your wealth management team. You can ask for a bunch of different people. Others are saying, no, that's not true, that you don't need wealth managers at all. You may not need a wealth manager, but you will probably need a mentor. So you've got to figure out for yourself what kind of help you're going to need, okay? So I look at transition staff, okay? So my first access is to make sure my money is secure. Lloyd's of London would insure high value, you know, the banks only insure up to 250 million or 250,000, I don't remember what, but I always had to have Lloyd's of London to insure my bank accounts. I'm not sure if that's going to happen or that's going to be needed anymore. But once I get that's the first call is my to get my security and then to make sure my money's insured. It may not, with a quantum system, it may not need it. So then I am going to start hiring people. Once I get my security team in place, my security company and the first person they send to me, then I start working on my transition staff. Hang on, I gotta let this little puppy out.
Are you done being in the crate? Are you gonna be a good puppy now and no barking?
Okay. Let's see how this works. It generally doesn't work at all. Yeah, you're already laughing at me. Okay. Crazy dog. So part of my new staff, these are the phone calls I'm gonna make. I'm going to call to find an accounting tax person. I prefer a tax lawyer with a full staff, acquisition staff. I'm going to be buying property. I'll be making deals. So I need a realtor that can help me with acquisition of property and different things of that nature. I'm going to hire an administrative assistant. I have an art collection, and I will have management over how I'm going to handle my art. I already have a couple of properties, and I plan on adding more properties. I plan on buying a plane. I plan on buying other assets. So I'm going to hire somebody to do asset management. Often an asset management will go hand in hand with a full service tax accounting company. They'll have asset management built into it. I'm going to want to go back and refresh all my licenses. I have a pilot's license, so I'm going to immediately go back and do a safety aviation training class again, because I want to brush up on my flight skills. I'm going to hire a marketing company to do brand identity, design a web, all my advertising and logo stuff for the new businesses. It takes about as much time to do brand identity as it does to build out your projects. So a lot of people will not think of marketing, design, brand identity until after the business is up and running. That doesn't help you at all. It takes longer to get your product up if you don't have your project up if you don't have that kind of brand identity. I'm going to hire somebody to work with over charity and philanthropy. This person or this company, often that can be in the same with a tax lawyer, full service tax lawyer can help you with charity and philanthropy. Because my industries are all in cannabis, I have to have compliance. So I will hire a cannabis compliance, an oversight person. I'm going to get a concierge company, the Billion Dollar Boys Club, the Billion Dollar Club, Millionaires Club. All of those are concierge services. They're fantastic. I will hire a consultant company. My company, Tribe Awake, I had my own consultant company, cannabis consultant company, for almost 30 years. And so it's going to be weird to hire a normal company. So I'll set up a consultancy. I'll hire a digital privacy and cybersecurity team. That's probably with my the security company that I'm looking at to hire. They offer digital privacy and cybersecurity privacy as well. I'm going to discuss with my mentor, education consultancy and private tuition, about what kind of classes I need to do or take to help me with the projects I'm about to start. I encourage all of you to take classes. To always take a class, to always be a perpetual learner, because often classes that you don't even think are going to help you end up giving you ideas or things to you can use in ways you don't even dream of. I mean, I took a anthropology class. I was like, I just want to learn anthropology. I have no fucking clue what I was doing. And in the anthropology class, I learned about basalt rock. And I ended up using basalt in one of my projects. So you just never know. Education is key, especially when you get into wealth, because you can afford to take classes. So do it. Make yourself a better person. I'm going to arrange for metals acquisitions, gold, silver, that sort of thing. I'm probably going to hire JB Gold. I think I'm going to hire that company to make me aware, have a buyer that I'm going to use within them, because I will be heavily invested in solid gold. I need employee screening. Now, a lot of time employee screening will happen through your services. It's one of the services that you get for hiring a security team. So the security company that I work with, they will screen all my employees. I'm also gonna ask for my employees to have drug tests. And I'm gonna tell my employees before they take the drug test, look, I don't give a shit if you smoke weed. I'll be disappointed if you don't. But I don't want cocaine, I don't want meth, I don't want I don't even know what the hell kind of drugs they have these days. They got all kinds of shitty things. I don't even know. They got a drug called Molly, and I thought that my daughter was talking about some friend of hers. She tell me how bad Molly was. I'm like, oh, that's a bad little girl. Then I found out, no, that's a drug, mom. So, I mean, they got all kinds of shit. I don't even know what the hell they have anymore. But I don't want anybody on my staff doing anything more than cannabis. So I do drug tests. And I tell my employees right off the bat, I'm part of the hiring process is drug tests. And while we highly encourage you to, partake of the herbal weeds, we really, it's a firing offense if you come dirty. I'll have a event and lifestyle management consultancy firm. We'll be having grand openings, all kinds of events. As you launch companies, you're going to have to have an event company. That event company is going to work hand in hand with your brand identity and web design managing marketing company. Often that can be the same company. Just depends on what their skill sets are and they're what they're offering. I'm going to have a family office, so I'm going to look into software solutions. Home entertainment and party services. You want a company that you're going to have on your Rolodex for your personal assistant to be able to call. These are all the different services you're going to be interviewing. A lot of these people will not be working for you full time, but these are all the things that you need to have set up so that when you need them, you can have your assistant say, hey, call the family office software solutions and get this product updated. Hey, here's my the insurance on the property isn't done up. Call the insurance agent and get that fixed, So you have to have all these different consultancies and jobs. You want to try to set this up in the beginning, after your first meeting as soon as possible, because you're going to need all these people, not all at once, but you will need them. You're going to set up interior design and consultancy for your house and your business. Don't trust yourself, folks. Don't tr I have an art degree. I'm an art major, and I hire interior design firm, and I hate doing it because I get hired to do interior design and consultancy. That's one of the things I did. But it's like the shoemaker doesn't get new shoes for his kids. So I've learned the hard way. It sucks to learn this that I have to hire somebody. I can't do it myself. I'm stretched too thin. And then you're also gonna want a company to help you with international dealings, international foreign exchange. You need an international foreign service consultancy. You need to have legal. You need to have medical and health. Get a doctor or pay for a doctor to start their own clinic and have own the clinic. Do it any way you want. You're gonna need to set up your multifamily office. You're gonna set up the PR and communications. A lot of that's gonna go through your lifestyle management consultancy company. You're gonna want to have a lawyer to do a property search, a property lawyer, to do residential, commercial, international property. And hotel advisory, property good property lawyer is going to give you hotel advisory information. You're again, security, you're clearly going to have to get a security. You're going to have a wills lawyer, will and estate planning lawyer. You're going to need technology advisors. You just have to figure out how all of these you're going to cover all of these different areas. Training, if you have a specialty that you need to be retrained in, I'm going to hire an arms trainer. I want to be more proficient at shooting. So I'm going to have a firearms trainer that's going to come. I'm going to come shoot once a week, twice a week, something like that. Trust and fiduciary team. That's probably part of your lawyer management company. And then venture capital investments, which you might want to invest in the future. So those are a lot of the transition staff you're going to be hiring right after the meeting. This is the reason why you need to get your personal assistant is one of the personal assistant and security. Those are the first two things you want. All of these people, you're going to ask for an NDA before you interview them. And if they don't sign an NDA before you interview them, don't interview them. They're not for you want. They're not for what you want. They're the wrong person. I would suggest you delete your Facebook and Twitter and all social media accounts and let or turn it all over to your communication staff. You don't want to be doing that anymore. You want to be always on point and professional. And most of the companies, most very famous people, they don't do their own tweets. They very rarely do it. Unless you see them on live stream, other than that, they really don't. Their team does it for them. You want to hire Cyber Guy, C-Y-B-E-R Guy. Here's a scrub. Copy. I got this list. I'm putting it in the channel. So if you want to do a complete scrub, I was told this worked. Yeah, there we go. That's got this link works. Okay, so this is how you delete yourself from the internet, because you want to be deleted. You want to protect yourself, and that's some really interesting ways to do it. So the account killer. Account killer is a website that finds all your stuff and kills it, and then you restart yourself through your team, through your executive and management consultancy team, or through your brand identity and web marketing team. They're going to take care of all that for you, make you look like a monster. Let's see. One of the things I was asked about is, what is it like living with staff and what is it like living with security? Well, living with security and living with all of this people that are going to be running in and out of your house, it can be really unnerving at the beginning, you know, because you're used to living by yourself. You know, you get up in the morning, you get dressed or not, you know, you're doing your thing. That all changes when you have in-house people. My security staff lives on premise. And I have, my security staff is on rotation, 1 month on, 1 month off. Or 2 months on, 2 months off. They're on rotation. No, actually, it's 2 months on, 1 month off. And they get paid a wage for the full year, even though they take a month off in between time. Because of this, I have either specific rooms for them to stay in the house, or I buy a piece of property with a second building on it, a second home on it. So the property I'm currently looking at right now has two guest houses on it. They call them mother-in-law houses. And those two, because I'm going to have three security agents, and I'll have, at any time, I'll have two security agents on duty, you know, day and night. And then one, you know, then they'll switch between the third one. So And then too, my security team isn't going to have it that hard because a lot of my time, I'm planning on spending a lot of my time on a boat because I don't fly. I don't like to fly. So I'm pretty much going to travel by boat. And so a lot of the risk of me being taken, kidnapped, all that kind of stuff gets remarkably lowered when you're in a vessel. And then when I go on land to these different countries, I'll fly in another pair of security agents. So I'll have a team of four wherever I go. Actually three, because it'll look like a group traveling. So they will have their own place on the boat, or I'll have a tender yacht that will be basically their bedrooms. But yeah, I have my security live on property. Now, depending on where you live, now if you decide, hey, I'm gonna go live in the remote mountains of Mount Shasta, California, where, it's a 2-hour drive to my house, you might want to have your gardener, your one of your house staff, your personal assistant. You might want to have them live on property too. It's not necessary. When I have property that does not have a guest house, I buy a second piece of property within 2 miles of my house. And that building becomes the sleeping quarters of my full-time staff. You want to make it as easy for them as possible, but literally, there's no reason to have your household staff live on premise unless unless you're up 16, 17 hours a day. And then, you've got to have somebody there on premise to, start your day at 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever you're going to do. But your security staff will let in your housekeeper, will let in your house staff or your chef. I'm going to have a chef. So my chef will be there in the morning. Actually, maybe not, because I don't really like to eat until 10 o'clock. But I'll have chef, housekeeping, and security. They'll be on property all the time. Housekeeping and chef will only be on property during the times, in the daytime. Security staff will be there full time, 24/7. I want somebody there watching over my ass to make sure I'm safe while I sleep. So, you get up in the morning and you figure out how you're going to let people know what your day is going to be. So, I had ribbons that I would tie on my door handle of my bedroom because, I'm kind of weird, okay? I'm an inventor. And sometimes if I'm working on a project, if I stop to go to sleep, I lose it. So I won't stop. So I'll work in stretches of 20, 30 hours at a time. And then when I'm done, I'm fucking done. Like a rock. We sleeping now. So the last thing I want is my staff or my housekeeper or my private assistant, anybody, to wake me up. So if I've been up all night long, I just have a red ribbon. I put it on the outside of my door and I close my bedroom door. They don't come in my room. They don't come in my room at all because I'm sleeping. And then my procedure when I wake up is I call my butler. I just the phone doo doo 1-1, the butler answers, I'm awake, please get everything started. And that's all I say, then I hang up the phone. Well, when I call my house manager, and they don't call them butlers anymore. I'm an old lady, they called them butlers when I was younger. My house manager immediately calls the chef who's already there twiddling his thumbs, going, when is that bitch gonna wake up? And says, please make coffee, boss is up. and you know, that I'll get coffee and fresh fruit and a croissant, and that'll be sent to my room within like 30 minutes of waking up. If I have things planned that today to do, when I first wake up, I call my house manager and say, let security know I have an appointment to be at 2 o'clock. Well, when you have these booklets, like I have a whole management, like the staff booklet I have a whole booklet like that for my security team too. So when I tell my security team, when I tell my house manager, hey, I've got to go to this meeting, my security team starts checking that place. They check the entrance, they check the times, they check everything about it. They get a map to where I'm going to go. They get the car fixed. They, you know, gas up, whatever they have to do. My security team drives me. I don't have a butler. My security team takes me wherever I'm going. So if I have to go to someplace like that where I need security, then I have the company that I work with. I can get extra, you know, one-off guys. So if I'm going to go to an event where I'm going to speak at, and there's going to be a couple thousand people, I'm going to want to take like 4 or 5 agents. I'm going to take security. So, because I want to be able to get in and out safely. And so I'll call the company, the security management team company, and say, and they'll, or my butler will, he said, hey, we're going to need a couple extra guys today. Boss is going to go here, there, wherever. So all of those will be set in motion once I call my house manager and say, hey, I'm awake. They usually give me about an hour unless something is crashing. If there's crazy emergencies, had a fire in my dispensary once. They let me sleep through it. God bless my staff. I had protocols and I had all my protocol book of what to do in case of emergency. I had what to do in case of a fire. So they did it all. They to handle the fire, they did the whole thing. They let me sleep through it. And so when I called my butler to say, hey, I was awake, my PA had put a note under my coffee cup. Like, because it was an emergency. But you know, the rules are don't go see the boss until she gets like a half an hour, you know, she'll bite your fucking head off. So I go to sip my coffee. I'm like, what the hell is this note here for? I open the note. It's like, ma'am, you had a fire. We handled it. Blah blah blah. I'm like, oh God Almighty. Okay, throw that note away. We're good. But yeah. So it's in your protocols. It's how you want to set up your life. I mean, when they told us you want to design your life, they weren't kidding. You're gonna design your life to live it the way you really want to live it. And part of this is setting up your household staff so they can accommodate what you need. So I already know what I'm gonna do from the day before. So I tell my butler, hey, you know, I gotta be at this meeting at whatever time. My PA comes in and you know, have you read the notes? Yes or no. I drink my coffee. I eat my little breakfast. I got my little laptop going. Da 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 da. I look to see what's on the project list. See what she's got. See if there's anything I need to do. By the time she comes in my room an hour later, because I have a little seating area there in my bedroom, it may be that, you know, she's got everything handled. And it's like, hey, we're, you know, I got to do this meeting. You're good. Go home. The second you don't need your assistant, you send them home because that's one less thing for you to deal with. Okay. The second you don't need somebody, like you've got housekeeping and they've, you know, you have no guests. So they clean up your room. They do all the daily things. And so they're done by like 1 o'clock. Goodbye. Send them home. There's no need for you to have anybody there, because the goal is to make your life easier, not to make your life make up work for other people. So that's how I handle day-to-day life. Is it, you set up protocols on what you want. Like, think about these things now. Like, tomorrow morning, when you're laying in bed, think about, okay, I'm rich now. How do I want to let people know that I want to do something? So figure out what your protocols are, how you want to do it, and then write them down. And when you get your house manager, I love the word butler. When you get your house manager, then you talk to your house manager and say, hey, this is when I call and I say this thing, it means all this. You know, when I call you and say, hey, I'm up, please get breakfast. I don't have to tell you, make coffee, get jam, get croissants, blah, 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 blah. It's already in the protocols. So it's 5-second call. Ooh, hang up the call. You're going to go someplace, you know, 155, that's a security room. Call your security and say, hey, I got to go to XYZ place at such and such time. Click. That's it. It's pretty simple. Pretty good. Anybody have any questions? Did you guys fall asleep?
No, a question. Where can we get the information of who are the best security agencies, or, you know, all that stuff that we need? Where would it be the best? Now,
it depends that's on it. What you're going to do. So are you going to be international? Are you going to be national? Or are you going to be local? Where are your projects taking you?
It's going to be international. So I'll be out, and I would need them to be bilingual at least.
Look up international personal executive security. There's a bunch of different companies. When I'm going to hire again, I'm going to go to International British Security. Why British? You're UK. Because those guys don't have guns. They can't have guns. They are often trained with guns, but you want somebody that can protect you without a gun, because especially if you're going international. So you need agents that know how to blend. Americans do not. We're going to kill them all. Let God sort them out. It's kind of a Marine mentality, okay? So if you're doing internationally, you want agents that blend. So a lot of times, most all of my staff that I had when I was working international, they were all British or Australian, because they blend. They know how to blend. They're not dependent upon guns. Now, I had a couple agents that were Marine snipers. Badass bitches, boy. And those guys, they didn't blend at all. So there's times when you want a show of force, especially in America. But when you're international, not at all. You want a whole different type of agent. So when you hire a security firm, you may not have the same agents all the time, but you may have the same agents for the same place. So what I mean is, say you talk to your agent, you say, hey, I'm going to be in Europe for 5 months a year. I'm going to be in the United States for 6 months a year. I'm going to be on vacation for a month. I need staff for each one of those places. They may put you in touch with European staff for when you're in Europe, they will have a different set of staff that they will have you work with you when you're in Americas, and they'll have a staff that is specializes in going on vacations. So hiring an international company, a security company, is the best way to handle those kind of things. I haven't been in the game in 5 years. So with COVID, there's a lot of companies have closed. A lot of companies have, you know, new companies have opened. I haven't done the research on that to be able to give you advice on which company to choose. But I can tell you what you're going to want to do is you are going to want international agents. You're not going to want all Americans, especially if you're going international. You're going to want security agents that know how to blend, and you're going to want females as well, one at least one.
Now, another question that I have, I want to do my stuff, but I want to do it privately. I don't want them to know it's me, the one that is doing the fixing or whatever I'm going to do.
While you might start out with that, life has a way of not doing what you want. So you're going to hire a lawyer to be your mouthpiece, and your lawyer will be the one to give away the money, give away whatever you want. And so that way you can be hidden, okay? But in this day and age, there are a lot of people on the internet that when they get a bug up their ass that they want to find something out, they don't stop. So it may be that you run across one of these guys like, oh, she's giving away new cars. I want to find out who the name of the real person is that's giving away cars. You might get found that way. So be as safe as you can. Plan for the worst. So have a lawyer to give away your money or your projects or whatever you're going to do. That's how I'm doing. I have absolutely zero interest in being in the limelight. I don't want to be known. I'm a ghost. But my problem is I'm an inventor. And so I invented these pots that save 75% of transplant time. And two different colleges have already told me that what I've invented is going to change the way agriculture is done worldwide. I'm not going to be able to hide. I'm going to do my best for as long as I can. But I have at least 20 inventions that are all agriculture based. And so I'm very sure that eventually it'll get out who I am and what I am. But I'm going to hide as much as I can for as long as I can. As long as you're not doing stuff where it's never been done before, nobody's going to really care. This is the same problem I had before, because I was inventing formulations for soft body bugs, pesticides to kill soft body bugs. And nobody had done that before. So I got outed because of that. People want to know, who is this crazy person making this stuff? But if you're just doing you're giving away money or this or that, where you're not doing a new product, you should be able to stay fairly hidden.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as much as possible,
all you can do. And here's the other thing is that a lot of people don't tell you about, but you absolutely can do, is you can change your name. Like, if you really want to hide and be gone, you can change your name. And change your name, move to a different location, get a different lawyer, boom, you're invisible.
Sounds interesting.
Yep.
Thank you.
Question? You're welcome. Anybody else have a question? Well, I'm going to stop recording, and I hope to God I don't end the chat. Not like I just did last time. Okay, here we go. Hang on, people.